the man that says what the people need to hear.
Somebody need to hear this.
That's right.
He's going to be bringing you the word each and every week. You better not only be ready, but stay ready.
Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
The time is up. It's the moment you've been waiting for. He's here. It's the Raw and Uncut Podcast with Pastor Radden. Service starts now.
Oh, we gotta take a cheap shot. Leave me and my boys alone. Amen, amen. Let's give him a hand. What a beautiful word. Oh, after the storm, amen. Hallelujah, God. A beautiful word after the storm, amen. He is so right. And there's one thing that we are going to go through is some storms in life.
Amen.
Be it family, be it health, be it all kinds of things. We're going to go through some storms, that's for sure. I've always heard either you're in a storm right now, you're either coming out of one, well, unfortunately, you're getting ready to go through one.
Amen, amen.
About the three stages of storm, either getting ready to go through one, you're in one, or getting ready to come out of one. But ain't nothing like coming out of one, amen. But one thing for sure, like he said, that Jesus is with you every step of the way,
amen,
when you're in a storm, amen. It might seem like you're alone, but he's right there with you. Amen. Hallelujah, God. I know if you can hear it in my voice, I don't have a cold, but these sinuses are bothering me, and I'm draining a little bit. Amen. I was just grabbed some Kleenex, and my wife was bothering me, telling me, yeah, go on back there and blow your nose. And what's happening? Some of these sinuses be acting up from time to time, and amen. God is great, nevertheless. Amen. There is a word from the Lord on today. Amen. Amen. I'll be coming out of the book of Matthew in the 18th chapter, and the love chapter also in 1 Corinthians in 13. Amen. I'm going to try and tie it all in together. Amen. Because one of the things I want to talk about is forgiveness. Sometimes that's a hard pill to swallow. But I'm going to go off a parable. I think we're all familiar with this parable of the unforgiven servant, if you're familiar with that one. It's a parable what Jesus said. I like these parables with Jesus because it's a story that he tells. It didn't necessarily have to happen in real life, but we can identify it into it and whatnot. And I think we've all been in this situation, or maybe know somebody that's been in this situation, about the unforgiven servant. Amen. Hallelujah, God. And there's something we're going to have to deal with, because people go do you wrong. That's just all it is to it. You go get lied on, you go get done wrong, you get cheated on, you go get stolen from. But the thing is, how are you going to respond to it? Are you just going to sit there and hold a grudge the rest of your life?
All right.
Are you going to go ahead and move on with it? Hallelujah, God. But for one, I like this parable, because this is Jesus talking about the unforgiven servant. And it says that in Matthew chapter 18, starting at verse 23, and it says, therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle his accounts, one was brought to him that owed him 10,000 talents, or we'll just say he just owed him some money.
All right.
But he was not able to pay. And his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children, all that he had, that payment be made. See, this king was about to sell his whole family.
All right.
About to sell, because he couldn't pay him the money. But on the next verse, the servant said, he fell down before him, saying, master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, forgave him of his debt. Wouldn't it be nice for all them bill collectors to do that?
Right.
Just to say, I just can't pay you, just have some patience with me, and they just be removed with passion and forgive you of your debt. Now, wouldn't that be nice?
Amen.
For those of us that owe things, car payments, house payments, and all that, and the mortgage lender say, you know what, you're good, we're going to forgive you of your debt. That would be nice. The king here said that he will forgive him of his debt. But see, this same servant, he went out and he saw somebody that owed him some money.
You got to say it. Say it now.
And then when he went up to him, he said, give me the money that you owe me. He said he even grabbed him by the throat. Now, mind you now, he just got forgiven.
Amen.
He just got forgiven. Fell on his feet begging and said, please have patience with me. And the king, they said he was moved with passion. But see, look what he said. He said that, but the servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him some money, and owed him 100 denarii, and he laid hands on him, took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe. In verse 29, the fellow servant did the same thing what he did.
Right.
Fell down at his feet, begged him to have patience with him. He says, and I will pay you everything. He said, and he wouldn't listen to him. But he went and threw him into prison till he should pay his debt. Now you see how hypocritical that is?
Right.
You see how hypocritical that is? You just got forgiven, but you go take somebody that owe you some money and you go throw them in jail.
Yes.
After you and your whole family was supposed to go to be sold someplace.
Uh-huh.
But now some of the other servants saw what was done, and they said it grieved them in their spirit. And they went back and told the master what had happened. So you can pretty much imagine what's going to happen now. It says, so when his fellow servants saw what he had done, they were grieved, and they came to their master what had been done. And the master said, called him and said, you wicked servant, I forgave you all the debt because you begged me. Should you have not done have compassion on your fellow servant, just as I have pity on you? Now it said the master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do unto you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses.
All right.
We have got to forgive, saints of God.
Come on.
Nobody said it was easy to do. I know somebody that did you wrong. I know somebody that lied on you. I know somebody that stole on you. I stole from you. But see, when somebody have betrayed you, that hurts. Because it's somebody that you love. When somebody have done you wrong, that hurts. Or somebody that lied on you to get you in trouble or possibly even get you fired from your job or get you suspended or whatever the case may be. How would you feel toward that individual?
You gotta say it now.
I know you don't want to forgive them right then and there. But according to this word, you're going to have to find it in your heart to forgive. See, we all even go all the way back to 2015 down there in Charleston. Remember that with Dylan Roof.
All right.
Everybody knows the story, what happened, what he did. But the thing is, I'm going to say the majority of those people say they forgave him. They forgave him for what he did. You can't be harboring that heart because it's going to be a judgment day. You can't be harboring that stuff, saints. It's going to be a judgment day one day. And you should not let one individual keep you from making it in.
All right.
All because you don't want to forgive them. All because of someone they did to you. Now, I'm not saying that. I know it might not happen the next day. Might not happen the next week. But I pray that you live long enough to forgive somebody, especially if they've done some type of evil to a family member. Or evil to you. There are plenty of people out here today that are holding grudges toward people. Unforgiveness. Spouses have betrayed one another. Family members have betrayed one another. That hurts.
Right.
When your spouse betrays you, or your family, or your own brother or sister do something that really, really hurts your feelings. How many brothers and sisters today, brothers not speaking to brothers, sisters not speaking to sisters, brothers not speaking to this sister, all because of something that happened some years ago or whatnot. Family is still not speaking to each other. How many parents and children are not speaking to one another? Family.
All right.
That hurts.
Oh, yes.
Be the bigger person and forgive. I even heard a preacher once say, and I said this one time before, say it's easy for a preacher to preach on forgiveness if he hasn't never been done wrong.
All right.
Wow. He said, easy for you to preach on it if you've never had your heart broken or hurt. But nevertheless, it's all through this word. It's all through here. You got to forgive people.
Amen.
Jesus said, how can I forgive you if you don't forgive your brother down here?
All right.
You've never even seen me, but you see this person all the time.
Preach.
And you can't forgive them?
Preach.
Obviously, the servant that forgave him when he begged him had compassion. That means he still yet has some type of love in his heart.
Yeah.
He had to have something to forgive him, because if he had no love in his heart, he wouldn't forgave him. That's why he said he was moved with compassion. Hallelujah, God. If somebody has done you wrong and they ask you for forgiveness, will you do it?
Amen.
Or would you still hold that grudge?
No.
Now, they didn't came to you and ask for forgiveness. They acknowledge they're wrong, but what are you going to do? And to be honest with you, they did what they're supposed to do if that's the case. But what about you? They've asked for forgiveness. What if God was petty like that? What if Jesus was petty like that? Do we always do what we're supposed to do as Christians? Do we always pray? Do we always forgive? Do we always be nice? Do we always show love?
Right.
But yet we are forgiven. What if he was petty like that?
Right.
And watched over you all night long and got you up out of your bed and started you on your way and you got food in your house and you haven't said thank you, Jesus, not one time yet. What if Jesus was like that? Then you just fall flat. Your back then gave out on you. Or your knees then gave out on you. Hallelujah, God. What if God was like man? You see how wicked man are? You see how we are as people? Thank God that God is not like that as much as we do God. Hallelujah, God. Amen. We don't always put God on the front burner like we're supposed to.
You better say it.
A lot of times we put him on the back burner because we just take God for granted.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah, God. We all but beg you from the pulpit back. We always say, pray, pray, pray. First thing you do is thank God when you wake up in the morning. Do we always do that, though? Do we always thank God? Do we always pray for our food before we eat? Most of the time we may do. Maybe 90% of the time. And it's that other 10% that you just might dig in and start chewing. Without even praying. I think we done all been guilty of that. Be halfway through the meal before you realize you haven't said thanks. Hallelujah, God.
Help us, Lord.
We got to do better.
Yes.
But thank God that he is not petty like that. And like I said, what if he didn't have that love and compassion? See, in 1 Corinthians and the 13th chapter, I'm going to just start at the second verse. And it says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I don't have love, no matter how much faith I got,
right,
how many mountains I can move, but if I don't have love, it ain't about nothing.
Man.
How in the world do you expect to make it into heaven without any love and compassion in your heart?
Right.
You just gonna have to have it. I done told you before, if I said it once, I done said it 1,000 times. Jesus chose you for a reason. Everybody's not like that. Everybody can't show love. Everybody can't show compassion. Everybody can't have forgiveness.
Right.
It's not an easy thing to do, but he chose you for a reason. Those of us that have given our life to Christ, it's a reason why he chose you.
Amen.
Everybody can't do that. Some people say, I'm sorry, I just can't forgive that individual. But there is a judgment day that's coming.
Amen.
And don't let the devil fool you and trick you by saying, God knows my heart. God knows my heart. That's one of the biggest lies and foolishness that the enemy can come up with. And you'll mess around in on judgment day when he says, depart from me. I never knew you. Now what? All because of an individual or persons that have done something to you. If you prejudice, you better get that out your heart.
Yes. Right.
Hating a different color race, you better get it out your heart. Hallelujah, God. Because I'm quite sure there's a lot of people that's not going to make it in all because of the color of somebody's skin.
Help us, Lord.
Ain't that something to hate somebody, the color of somebody's skin? You didn't do nothing to that individual. You were just born with a certain pigmentation on your skin. That's all. A certain color, and you get hated on because of that.
Jesus.
In verse 3 it says, and though I bestow all of my goods to feed the poor. You can feed the poor. You can go down to Finley Park, feed all the homeless. And though I give my body to be burned, you even make the greatest sacrifice.
Yes.
But have not love, it profits nothing.
Right.
Because some people do things out of self-glory. So you want to brag and say you done went down to the park to feed the homeless because that looks good and it sounds good. And people pat you on the back because it looks like you're taking an interest into somebody else. Because a lot of people can't deal with that. They don't like to go down and deal with the homeless. They don't like how they smell. They don't like how they look. Hallelujah. God, they're afraid that they might get attacked or something like that. But for you to go down there out of your own time and spend your own money and feed them, as long as you're doing it out of love, then God bless you. You can be blessed for that.
Amen.
But if you're doing it for self-glory, you're going to get nothing out of that. People will do things just to lift themselves up. Hallelujah, God. It said that love suffers long, is patient, is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Love is not puffed up. Hallelujah, God. That's not love. You always hear, that's why it says that when we see these movies and it happens in real life, when you see the case about a man abusing a woman and whatnot, one thing for sure, you do not hurt what you love.
All right, man.
You do not hurt what you love.
Preach it.
And then he might come back with some flowers and all of that type of stuff. And she might let him back in and all of that type of foolishness. This beautiful lady right here said, you got one time to do that. You got one time to put your hands on me. That's what you say. It's been 24 years and she's still here.
All right.
See, I can say this on social media before everybody. I can stand here before God and say, I have never put my hands on this woman.
Right.
Hallelujah, God. I can't say the same for her hitting me, but nevertheless, you know, there are some cases now where women is abusing men. That's a thing now.
Right.
It might be less than 1%, but that's a thing because men are too embarrassed to report it. But it happens. There's some men out there getting tore up, Bishop, by their wife. Tore up. Y'all seen Norbit? You see how she was doing him?
Yeah.
That stuff happens in real life now. Getting bust up like that. Hallelujah, God. But should no, especially a married couple, she be putting their hands on their spouse?
Yep.
None whatsoever. Hallelujah, God.
Man.
Because you do not hurt what you love. And that's just all it is to it. I love this woman, and I never hurt her. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name. See, that's why this, the love chapter in verse 8, it says love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. It says, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. That's why it says, when as a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put childish things away. Hallelujah, God. Because that's why it says, out of all of these things, it says, and now abide in faith, love, and charity. But in here it says, in faith, love, and hope. It says, out of these three, the greatest is love. And the only way you're going to have forgiveness is to have some type of love in your heart.
Amen.
You just can't be cold-hearted and black-hearted like that, not to forgive somebody, and don't let the enemy fool you by saying that God knows your heart. There was one man down in Charleston now because his sister got killed by a billet roof. And it was some years later. I seen it on the interview, and he said, Farrah, he said, I can't do it. I can't forgive him. Only thing I can pray is that at someday, hope, I don't even know if he's dead or alive now, because that was some years ago, but I do pray that he find it in his heart somewhere to do that. I haven't lost a loved one to gun violence. I don't know what that feels like. I'm not saying that's easy. I'm not saying the next day I will probably forgive them either. It might take a while, but I pray that I live long enough that I can find it in my heart somewhere, some way, somehow to forgive an individual that does some type of hurt, harm, or danger to my family. Nobody says that they forgive. That's a serious thing here.
Right.
It's not nothing to play with. We as Christians, that's why God called us. Look how they did Jesus.
Amen.
He told them, forgive him. They slapped him. They blindfolded him. They beat him half to death. Hallelujah, God. Jesus. And he still yet said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yes.
And they didn't. If they only had known who he was.
Thank you.
He told the truth. He said, they don't know what they're doing. Jesus, the Savior of the world, and you go beat him to death? But one, it was prophesied. It had to happen. It had to happen. All the Old Testament talks about it. So it had to come to pass. But he still yet said, forgive them, because they know not what they do. They beat him so hard he couldn't even carry his own, carry the cross. Somebody had, you know, Simeon. He had to come out of the they grabbed him so he could finish carrying the cross. They beat him that hard. The Bible doesn't do no justice movie. I mean, the Bible can only, you got to try to imagine, the movies can't hardly do it no justice. Pretty much Passion of the Christ was about the bloodiest I ever seen anybody that played him on that movie. Because his eyes were black and they used that whip with, they had them little metal hooks in it pulling flesh out of his back. And he did that all for the world.
Yes.
He did all of that for a world that don't even love him back. Now you tell me if that ain't love and compassion.
Right. Come on.
All of these acres out here, all of these people who say there is no God, he still yet was willing to get flesh ripped out his back, his beard plucked out his face.
Jesus.
Because it says it in the book of Isaiah. They say they took the cheeks, they took the hair from their cheeks, talking about the beard. And any man there that got hair on their face, try and pull that hair out and see how that feels. Try and pull that hair out and see how that feels. Imagine Jesus sitting there, somebody plucking the beard out of his face. You know how painful that is?
Painful.
Every man in here, you only go pull but so much, and then you go stop right there. A crown of thorns. We've all been stuck with a thorn before.
Come on.
I don't know how, you know how that feels. Imagine that being placed on your head. And I guarantee they didn't put it on there nice and gently. They shoved it on his head. I know them thorns was digging in his skin and in his scalp. And he did that. I like what the song says about the little birdies. That old school song. I don't know if it was James Cleveland or somebody. Remember he said when he took the thorn on the head that he was wounded in his head for your evil thoughts.
Right.
Hallelujah, God. He was wounded in his feet for your evil walk. Hallelujah,
yes,
God. When they
yes,
nailed him,
yes.
He was wounded in his hands for your evil touch.
Yes.
But that's the love that he had. That's the love that he had. And that's why he chose you. To have that type of love. To have that forgiveness.
Yes, Lord.
Because you go, as long as you keep on living, like the older people always say, just keep on living. As long as you keep on living, somebody going to do you wrong. Somebody going to hurt your feelings. And
all
sometimes
right.
It's our own child that hurts a parent.
All right.
Sometimes it's a parent that hurts a child.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. As long as you keep living, somebody going to do you wrong somewhere, somewhere, and somehow. It's sad, but that's what happens. That's life. Because people just don't care, and they don't care how you feel.
Help us, Lord.
But you've got to have that love. The word says if you don't have love, you are nothing. If you don't have love, hallelujah, God. It just makes you wonder how people can just are heartless, just kill people in broad daylight or kill people for no reason. Gang initiations, all kinds of stuff.
Uh-huh.
You got to do this to get in here. Hallelujah, God. To be a part of this group, you got to go take this person out. All of this, an innocent person. All of that type of stuff.
Yes.
To be heartless and cruel and cold like that. Because there are wicked people in this world.
Yes, it is.
That's just all. It just is. That's how it's going to be. But God sees all. Nothing gets past God. He sees all. He knows all. And they shall repay. If you don't repent, the wages of sin is what? Is
yes.
Death. And if you don't repent, hell will you lift up your eyes.
All right.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you don't forgive, you will lift up your eyes in hell.
Amen.
You can't get up there and say, well, God said, well, I understood why you never forgive them. Because God says, if you can't forgive them, how can I forgive you?
Right. Thank
it's
you.
All through here.
Yep.
So we're going to have to do a lot of self-reflection. We're going to have to do some self-examinations. If there's somebody out there who you really don't care for too much, and I know there's people out there that we work with, or we got even our own family that we don't like to fool with too tough. You got to make sure there's no hatred in your heart for that. Hallelujah, God. If you don't want to deal with somebody, you don't have to deal with them. But make sure there's no hatred there, no unforgiveness. That's all. You just got to make that. So you got to be able to separate the two. Hallelujah, God. Because people go make you mad and they go do you wrong.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah,
man.
God. Remember, like I told you, when I was delivering pizza a few years ago and they stole my truck.
All right.
I had all kinds of stuff in that back seat. A cordless drill. A hydraulic jack. I had all that back there. And they never got none of that stuff back. I don't know who them individuals are. But why am I going to hold a grudge against them? They knew who they were stealing from.
Right.
They know that there was a man of God who they was taking their stuff from. I ended up getting it back, though, the next day. But I was upset when it happened, when I came out of that apartment building and I seen my truck was gone.
Right.
I know what y'all going to say. Why you left your keys in the truck? I always did that for years. And now, finally, somebody decided to test me on it and took my beer. I know that's what y'all are saying. Like, you left your keys in there. I did it all the time. I used to do it at night. And this was broad daylight when this happened. I was in that same apartment building several times at night. Go inside and walk up the door, walk up the stairs. Truck running. Because I got other pieces I got to bring. I ain't got time like cutting off and cranking up. I just leave it running. But this one time, somebody had called me out on it. That was back in 2018. And it was shortly after that I stopped delivering pizza. Shortly after that. But I don't have no ill will in my heart toward them individuals.
You better say it.
I just don't. One, I don't even know who they are. They can walk up in this church right now. I have no idea who they are. Unless they give some type of testimony where God have brought them from and how they used to steal cars and we stole it from a pizza man. I'm going to say, that was you.
That's exactly what I said.
But nevertheless, you've got to have forgiveness in your heart.
Yes, you do.
Because
yes.
People are going to do you wrong and they're going to steal from you and they're going to do all kinds of stuff. God chose you. He chose you. Everybody's not going to be saved. That's why the word says that it's a straight and narrow road. And few is going to be on that straight and narrow. Wide is the way in destruction. They say many is going to be on that wide road of destruction. Because, see, that's the easy road. That's the fleshly road. That's the revenge road, see. That's that clap back road that everybody wants to be on. Nobody wants to be on the straight and narrow road. That skinny road where you forgive people, where you love people. When it says to pray for those who despitefully use you, see. How many going to be on that road? The small road, the straight and narrow. How many of you gonna be on that road? Hallelujah, God. Get your house in order, saints of God. Get your house in order.
Yes.
Because you never know when your last day on this earth is gonna be. Get your house in order.
Get it in order.
Hallelujah, God. Get that unforgiveness out of your heart as I get ready to close. Get that unforgiveness out of your heart. Get that hatred out of your heart.
Reach it.
You can't make it in and reign with Jesus forever with hatred in your heart. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because he said so. I done told you, he's not allowing no strangers in his house.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. That's why he says, I don't know you. Depart from me. You are a stranger. He don't know you. Lord, Lord, we have done this. We have done that. But see, you haven't forgave. So therefore, you can't come in. By the five wise and the five foolish. That's why he said when he came and the door was shut, the foolish couldn't get in. See, that was another parable there. Amen, amen.
Amen.
I hope this resonated with you because it's a hard word because a lot of people don't want to forgive. But you're going to have to do it.
Yes, you do.
You just going to have to do it.
You got to.
Hallelujah, God. Let us pray. Now let us stand at our feet for those that's able to stand. And let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for this day, God. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for this service on today, God. We thank you for using pastors. He prayed for the children on today, God. Keep them covered with your blood in the mighty name of Jesus and order their steps, Lord, in Jesus' holy name, God. Continue to use them for your glory. I'm speaking in an atmosphere, Lord. May they all preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ in Jesus' holy name, God. Thank you for the appetizer today from Brother Patterson. Hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Bless him, God. Continue to use him for your glory, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all those that are in here on today, God. And Father God, I pray, Lord, that if we have anything that's causing a disconnect between you and I, Heavenly Father, between us and you, God, if there's anything, Father God,
yes,
that is not of you, remove it right now, God. If there's any unforgiveness, if there's any hatred, God, remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Give us a heart of forgiveness, Lord. A heart of thanksgiving. A heart of love in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Because we have to do it as your disciples, as your followers, God. We have to do it. We have to love and we have to forgive. Hallelujah, God. Continue to order our steps, God, that we can continue to walk holy and please you. Like your word says, Father God, the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, God, be acceptable in your sight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we give you all the praise and honor because you are worthy to be praised, God. Thank you for your blood covering, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your forgiveness of our sins, God. Thank you for not being petty, hallelujah, and holding grudges like man does in Jesus' holy name, God. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins, God, because we got to do better in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that we do better. In Jesus' holy name. God, we love you. We praise you. We give you all honor and glory. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.